referral and testimonial etiquette. For those of you with pit bull in the blood, make sure that if you're going to hound someone, you don't bother the potential prospect. He doesn't know you yet, and it won't take long for you to burn up the benefits of the referral and get demoted back to nuisance scavenger status with all the other dogs on the block. Instead, keep reminding the person who promised to give you the referral, because he already has the rapport with the prospect, and he already knows you and likes you. Make asking for and seeking referrals part of your sales dog mindset, and you will never have to sell cold to a stranger again. But remember, it's a fine line between requesting help and becoming a pest. You need to carefully manage your referral streams, taking care not to poison the waters. If they think you are a nuisance, why would they ever send you to their friends? There should also be a tangible reward to your customer for a successful referral. It could be a simple thank you note, a bunch of flowers, a book, or treating him to lunch. The best reward you can give is returning the favor and sending a good referral for his business. When you're first getting started, sometimes it's hard to get referrals. This is the time to tap your closest resources to get things going. Get your good clients, friends, or associates to write you some glowing letters of support and satisfaction. If they're too busy, you write the letters and simply have them read and sign them. Keep a collection, make copies, and when you want to call on someone new, send him a handful of appropriate letters as an introduction. If possible, choose letters that the person will relate to, letters from someone in a similar industry or business. Although you are not technically being referred by someone, you are proving that you have helped people like him in the past. It's also extremely important to treat referrals with a deep sense of service and commitment. This comes naturally to the retriever, but can be a challenge for the pit bull. If you receive a referral from a client or friend, it's critical that the referred prospect has a good experience. This isn't the time for a hard sell or high pressure, or it will quickly get back to the person who gave you the referral, and it will be the last referral you receive from your contact. However, if you can come up with an excellent solution to the referred prospect's needs, you might very well end up with another key source of referrals. And now the endorsement gains even more momentum. I was referred to him, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me. I highly recommend you do the same. If you are a new pup, use testimonials directed at your company, your sales manager, or your industry. Though not as powerful as personal testimonials, they can be effective as well. Don't know where to turn to get a referral? Ask your best customers whom to call upon. If you are new to a territory, contact long-standing existing clients and ask them if they know of someone in need of your services in your new area. Some of your clients and friends might be extremely well-connected, and they often will be more than willing to plug you into their system. They know that at one point, they had to start from scratch as well. Remember, it is an energy business. The more you network, the more you will get things rolling.